This is Earth and Sky. Every year, Americans generate some 220 tons of waste. That's a little over 4 pounds of curbside garbage per person per day.
And much of this waste ends up in landfills where there's not enough air, water, sunlight, and bacteria to let it decay quickly. In a landfill, garbage decomposes slowly. Bacteria convert available organic materials into gases, including greenhouse gases such as methane and carbon dioxide. U.S. federal regulations require that these gases be captured and sometimes used for energy for at least 30 years after the landfill stops accepting waste. Then monitoring might cease, and gases from a former landfill might escape into the atmosphere.
In 1995, the Environmental Protection Agency began an initiative that allowed a handful of bioreactors to come into being. These are landfills in which the bacteria are encouraged to flourish with wastewater sprinkled in the trash. In these experimental projects, garbage decomposes faster, and that cuts down on gases lost to the atmosphere. Also, most of the gases are produced up front when monitoring and capture are vigilant.
For today, that's our show. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.